I'm Scoot in for Tommy Tucker, 726. We have just put up on our website, WWL.com, a story about a group calling for a news conference in the wake of the resident shooting the teen in the Marigny. One black activist group, Brothers Against Crime, they're not angry. They say they're calling for unity, and they don't want to rush to judgment in the recent shooting of this 14-year-old Marshall Coulter by homeowner Merritt Landry. I'm getting a lot of texts from people saying the kid was out after curfew. That's true. Apparently, this happened about 2 o'clock in the morning. The teen was on this guy's property, apparently scaled a fence and was on his property. This homeowner claims that he was threatened. But if you shoot somebody, there's a possibility that you're going to have to go to court and prove self-defense. So just make sure it really is self-defense if you shoot somebody. Now, again, nobody's saying that what this kid did is right, but we don't shoot people who are out past curfew. We don't execute people because they break curfew. It's wrong, and they should be home, and their parents should be ashamed of themselves because they don't have control over their damn kids. That's a shame, but we don't shoot people for that reason. Dave Newman is a professional instructor in gun control with Concealed Carry New Orleans. Dave, welcome to our show.
How you doing, Scoot?
Good. We seem to be talking quite often these days, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it seems to be.
What's your first impression of this case from what you know involving this homeowner in the Marigny shooting this 14-year-old who was on his property?
Well, I mean, he told his neighbor that he felt threatened, but there's a difference between feeling like you're threatened and being confronted with an immediate and otherwise unavoidable danger of death or great bodily harm, which is the only time that deadly force is justified.
And that's something that every gun owner needs to understand. And again, this is nothing about restricting the Second Amendment. This is about being responsible with gun ownership. And if you're not responsible, you're going to have to answer for that, because we just don't go around and execute people if we don't have to.
That's right. I mean, it has to be, you know, the danger, like as I read to all my students every time in my classes, the danger must be clear, present, immediate, and unavoidable. And you have to be sure that you're confronted with a lethal threat so that you can meet force with force, as the law says, and confront that lethal threat with a lethal threat.
Dave, what do you teach your students about Louisiana's version of the Stand Your Ground law, which is the Castle Doctrine?
Well, like I just said, I mean, the way our law is it's a clause within two of our laws pertaining to the use of deadly force, RS 1419 and RS 1420. It says basically that you can stand your ground and meet force with force and have no duty to retreat prior to doing so. But notice it says meet force with force. So like I just said, if the force is not a lethal threat, then you're not authorized to use a lethal threat in return.
And isn't it possible that stand your ground laws have come along at a time when people are frustrated with crime, even though crime has gone down? Crime overall, with I believe the murder rate with adolescents and with youth in America, is down to its point since about 1993. People are more aware and more afraid of crime today, even though it is diminishing. It's still a problem. Do you think these stand your ground laws have fed this hysteria that we need to be armed and start to protect ourselves?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm personally for stand your ground, because I think that without stand your ground, we lose the presumption of innocence that we all should have, you know, as a right, as a citizen, that we're innocent until proven guilty. And if you're just defending yourself, you should be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But at the same time, you still, like you said, have a huge responsibility if you own a firearm, and you have to understand that it's a weapon of last resort. So you should always have a less than lethal option, and that's something I preach as well. If you're not sure it's that moment where it is the final option, you know, and that you're confronted with that immediate and otherwise unavoidable threat of great bodily harm or death, then use a less than lethal force.
Dave Newman with Concealed Carry NOLA, a gun safety instructor. Thanks for being with us again on WWL.
Thank you, Scoot.